Hey, hey, welcome on in. You must be my Friday Sunday. No? Well, shit. Does that mean you're the one that's here for the whole month, then? Who would have thought? No, it ain't no problem. Ain't no problem at all. I ain't trying to say nothing, we don't see a lot of people coming out here for a whole month, and I wasn't expecting you. I was expecting someone, to be quite honest, it looks like they're from here. I mean, we see a lot of folks come back and visit hometown, and we see some folks who just need to get away for a little bit, but we don't see a lot of folks on an honest-to-goodness vacation. If you don't mind me asking, what brings you here? Work? That can't be right. There ain't a lick of work in this damn town. I mean, not that I don't believe you. Look, we're getting off on the wrong foot. My name's Tex. And we're happy to have you. I ain't seen nothing like you in a long time. No, not in that way. Although, if I may be so blunt, call it the small town charm, you are something to look at. No, that's not me making a move. You are an honored guest in this home, and I'm happy to have you. Let me give you the details of what's going on in this here place. This ain't like your regular hotel. We got breakfast if you want it. This is my number on this card. All you need to do is call it, and I'll come take care of whatever's gotten wrong. This is an old house. I ask in exchange for, to be honest, my complete assistance, that you just show a little understanding. If the heater don't work, just tell me. I'll come fix it. If breakfast ain't to your liking, I'll go down, we'll buy something else, we'll get it all cooked up nice and fresh for you. Just be honest with me. A little bit about the town. We're right off Main Street. You need to walk around, you need to do anything. It's basically going to be right here. There's some folks who live up in the holler, but, well, that'll be your choice to go see them if you want to. Anything you need will be right here, and the scenes out the windows are even prettier up in person if you decide to go for a walk. Although I ask that if you plan on doing that, you just let me know. Sometimes you can lose service out there, and, well, I just like to make sure that my guests know that they're safe. Why don't you go ahead and check out your room? Here's your key. I'll take your bag. I'll bring it up there for you as well. I'll meet you up there in just a moment. No, go on right ahead. I'll see you up there in a minute. Knock, knock. Sorry if I came in. Oh, Lord. I apologize. I didn't expect you to be changing. I had your bag. I thought that... I don't know what I thought. I should have waited before I walked in. Here, let me just... No, I didn't see nothing. I would not elect to. You are an honored guest, and that would be rude. The Wi-Fi password's on the plaque next to the door, if you need it for anything at all. I know you said you're going to be doing work. I figure that's for that laptop over there. No, nothing's wrong. Well, if I'm being honest, if I had known that a beautiful lady in my home was finna expose herself just even a little bit to me, I probably would have looked a little longer. No, I didn't lie. That's just... call it a little bit of bashfulness. Let me just say that you're as pretty as I thought you might be. And that, well, I consider myself lucky for the look. Dinner's tonight going to be just you and I think. If the Friday doesn't show up before 7 o'clock, they know the rules. So it should have been in the email that y'all got. I'm cooking up something nice and southern, be doing chicken, and I got it going already. So if I don't see you then, if you make other plans, you have a fantastic night. Otherwise... I'll be out back on the porch. Yeah, the porch. It's actually in the basement. This whole house is on a hill. We have our own little section of the world. Looks down into the valley. It's beautiful. We'll be eating out there tonight. But You finish changing, I suppose, and I'll see you this evening if you decide to. I'm gonna see myself out. Have a wonderful day. Hey, I'm so glad you could make it. Yeah, it's just gonna be you and I tonight. I reckon tomorrow will be a little bit busier. We're having some of the town folk over, and I think our weekend guests will be joining us, but for right now, it's just you and I. How's the town? If that's not too forward of me to ask. Friendly. Oh, it's funny to hear you say that. All those city folks say the same old thing. Friendly. No, you're not wrong. To me, they're just people, you know? I've known a lot of these people since, well, I was a kid. When I got the opportunity to take over this here B&B, I mean, it was like making it a part of my home. Hell, I even got friends that come visit me every now and then from back in the city. Yeah, I got city friends. I spent some time out there. Oh, come on. You're allowed to come out to the country, but I'm not allowed to live out in the city for a while. That just ain't right. Well, I'm holding you up from eating. Here, grab a plate. Charcoal chicken. Classic in this here part of the world. If you're going to come out here and spend all your hard-earned city money, you may as well get something out of it, right? Something good. Now, while you're eating, let me tell you a little bit about this main road, okay? I know you might have taken a little walk around, but there's some people you should be aware of that I think you might enjoy getting to know. There's an old school woodworking and leatherworking shop just around the corner. A lot of folks find their way over there with loose pocketbook, if you know what I'm saying, but their furniture's just too pretty, and to be honest, they'll just drive it straight to you if it's in the 200 miles. Convenience is a hell of a drug. Around the corner from there, there's a pharmacist. Well, we call him the pharmacist. A lot of other folks just call him, well, shit, I don't know, corner store, something like that. It's where you get anything you need. He's got it. And if he don't got it, he'll get it for you. I mean it. He's been taking care of this town ever since his papa left in the store. That was, damn, I don't even know, about 5 years ago. You might see his pop in there every now and then, but I don't know. They sound like characters. Well, in a small town like this, everyone's got to do something. There's only one of every single one of us, you know? I'm the only B&B, and they're the only woodworking, leatherworking shop. We only got one pharmacist. Well, I mean, only being one of us just makes sense. I mean, there's only one of you, and you chose to grace us with your presence here, and flash a very bashful B&B owner. Oh, yeah, owner. I'm the only employee here, and the original ownership, they may have stepped away, but they let me buy in a little. I got the ins and the outs. I take care of the whole dang thing. I help carry on the legacy that they left me. No, they don't live here no more. It's just me. They moved out in one of the hollers down the way. They're sweet people, but they got old, you know. They got to worry about each other. They don't got to worry about no city folk coming in their front door no more. No, that's more for me. No, you don't cause me worry. You cause me, cause me a smile. Give me a smile. Oh, hush out of you. We don't use your fancy words out here. We just tell people how they make us feel, and that's good enough for us. Well, you make me, I don't know. You make me feel intimidated, I guess. Yes, intimidated. Hell, I seen that card you ran. I ain't seen one of them in a long time. Most folks out here are just using cash. Shoes you're wearing, where you carry yourself. You got your life together. Or at least you look like you do. Although it does make me wonder why you're out here. For me, I know that ain't right. You ain't out here for me. What? You could be. My little lady. You make a man feel all sorts of way. You keep that up, I might have to show you real hospitality. No, that don't come with the package, but I think we could make it so this one's on the house. You know, that smoker keeps things nice and warm. Why don't you not worry about dinner? Why don't you go up to your room and I'll come join you again, and this time it won't hurt my eyes. How about that? Yeah, I'll clean up a little and I'll come see you. You know you're not so subtle, leaving the door open like that. Well, it is just the two of us. But are we just gonna so quickly do away with the niceties of civilization? Or perhaps you've come all the way out here to lose all that? Maybe that's what this is. Your laugh is too much. You got a lot going on. You're distracted. See a lot of city folk come through here like something on their mind. You came out here to get away, didn't you? To break free from the normal convention. That's right, ain't it? You come here, you see a strapping country boy, and you see just another way you can get away, don't you? Well, if you need a reason to do things you've never done before, to behave a little bit wilder, coming out into the mountains, fucking on the sunset seems like a pretty good way to do it. Come here, pretty lady. Let me show you how we do it out here. No. We do it slow. Walk to me. Come on. Shake those hips a little. Show me what you got. Come on now, there we go. Show me why a lady like you needs a country boy like me to put her right. To help give you that vacation you need. Feel away from it all. Come on now. Press those fancy nails into me. Ooh. Ooh. Fuck. Now I ain't gonna lie, I wish every one of my guests treated me this way, but I suppose I better give better service than I'm getting, shouldn't I? Now, go on. You got a little porch here on this room, don't you? Walk over there. Come on now, go. Oh yeah, you walk in front of me. Yeah, you are. I gotta enjoy the view, don't I? You come all the way out here to see something. I like seeing it too. Something new for the both of us. Oh yeah, now there we go. Now, sit your ass down in that chair. Watch that beautiful sunset behind the mountains. Let me get to work. I gotta warn you though. I chop the wood that goes into our fireplaces. I cook the meals you eat every day. I ain't no city boy, I got rough hands. Is that gonna bother you? No. Well, good. Lean that head on my chest. Move those hips over to mine. Atta girl. Ooh, there we go, nice and slow. See, that ain't so bad, is it? Hands, big hands, right where you're most sensitive. Sitting in the middle of the mountains, watching the sun go down. If you need a place to get away, get off. I can't think of a better one, can you? Oh yeah, that's right, moan for me, pretty lady. Let me hear that soft voice in my ear. It's okay to look. Hell, you can even touch. You're letting me touch you where you're most sensitive only seems fair to me. Atta girl. Explore with those hands. Ooh, that's right. Keep using those nails. We got a lot of them around here, and I like feeling them. Ooh, fuck. You know, I gotta say, normally I'm pretty heartbroken when our guests don't show up for dinner, but I appreciate this little moment you and I get to share. And I appreciate it even more knowing that we got a whole month. We got no reason to rush, do we? And besides, you got these wild oats you want to sow in a faraway place. Can't get all that out in just one day, can we? No, we gotta work through that list. We gotta work through a bucket list. Every little thing you wanna do. Every sweet word you wanna hear in your ear. We should make sure we take our time and get that right, shouldn't we? I mean, it's only polite. Now, if I had to guess by the way you're moving those hips against my fingertips, you don't want to be like this no more, do you? No, you need something more substantial. Get it out, baby. Oh yeah, I called you baby. If you need something more country, I could call you all sorts of names. Baby girl, pretty lady, sweet belle, flower. But we ain't all sugar words down here. Pull my cock out and get ready. Oh, come on now. You know what I mean by get ready. I mean, pull up the hem of that pretty dress and get ready to sit on what's going to be your next 30 days. Come on now. Ooh, that's right. Nice and easy. But I have an idea. Turn around. Enjoy that view. That's right, nice and easy. Just sit down on it like that. Get a nice feel for the view. Besides, like I told you, we ain't in no rush. Here we take things nice and slow. When was the last time you got laid low? Nice and proper. As slow as the sun sets. Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? It's okay, we gonna teach you what that feels like again. Uh-huh. Sit down on it and rock your hips. Just like that. Oh, yeah. What was that name you liked? Sweet Belle. Roll those hips on mine. Nice and easy. Ooh, yeah, baby. Just like that. It's okay. Love yourself too a little bit. Rub that clit for me. We may be out in the middle of nowhere, but we still know how to please a lady. There we go. You take care of that. I'll hold these hips and help you along. Don't give me that look. Fine. I like holding these hips too. I like seeing this beautiful ass ride me. Oh, darling, you're side of something I'm gonna love as much as the sunset. Ooh, that's right, baby. Keep rolling those hips. Nice and slow. You feel that, don't you? You feel that peace? You ain't in no rush. We ain't got nowhere to go. We got dinner on a hot stove down waiting for us. We got a warm bed by a fireplace just waiting. Oh, this ain't all just for you, you know. I fantasize all the time about the pretty ladies that walk through my doors. About the extra service I wish I could give them, but I couldn't have imagined that you'd be here like this. Oh, I've had so much time to think about what I'd say. But now as I watch those purple streaks run through the sky, as a nice ass plants itself down on my fucking hips, it's too beautiful for any of the words I thought I could use. Oh, baby. Ooh, fuck. Now, now, hold still. I'll sit up. Oh, okay. There we go. See, now you just get to sit on my lap. Hands around your tummy, holding you right where you belong. We get to look at this sunset, and you keep rolling those hips. Come on now. If I'm being a good host, I told you, you gotta be a little bit understanding. What did I say earlier? If there's something wrong, you gotta come to me. I meant what I said. But it wouldn't make no sense if we came before the sun finished going down, would it? No, 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 no. We got a few minutes left, don't we? Oh, we got a few minutes to make the most out of this. Oh, baby. Sweet thing. Fuck. This ass is something exceptional. Oh, what? I can't like holding you like this? Man can't love having a woman between his arms. Squeezing her tight. While he fills her up. That's something I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to enjoy the view while I whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Oh, that don't seem right, does it? Ooh, maybe you just like hearing my moans in your ear. That's it, ain't it? You came here to get away, and hearing my sweet nothings helps you remember all the wonderful feelings you're chasing coming out of here. One of those feelings was being filled up, wouldn't it? You hoped that you'd have your little sweet get-togethers with men you hardly know in a town you don't even belong to. Well, consider this just me helping you live out your wish. Besides, I can't say that I'm not enjoying myself too. Oh, would you look at that? There's that last little bit of the sunset fading away. Looks like nighttime's falling on your first night here out in the mountains. How should we welcome you proper? Oh, I have an idea. Oh, yeah. You were doing so well being nice and patient, but now, oh, you don't mind the extra pace, do you? Well, darling, you know why I'm doing it like this while I'm rolling your body fucking against me like that? Because I'm going to fucking come. I'm going to fill you up. Yeah, that's right. Some country boy you just met today is about to fill you up nice and fucking warm. Oh, how about you ask me for it? How about you ask me to fill you up right now? Come on, say it. Oh, atta girl, sweet Belle, atta girl. Now then, welcome to the country. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, oh shit. Shit. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Well, welcome to the community, pretty lady. We are delighted to have you. Now, ooh, we're still expecting that other couple to show up. Oh, I'm going to clean up, make sure dinner's looking nice and presentable, and they're supposed to... Oh, shit, they're supposed to be here in 5 minutes. You take your time. You enjoy the sunset. Well, what's left of it on the mountains. And I'll see you for dinner. Hey, you asked me earlier what was on my mind when I saw you like that. Can I show you? I suppose we just did. Yeah, you're right. Come here. That, what was on my mind? Oh, come on now. All right. Well, you get ready whenever you're ready. Looking forward to having you as a guest.